B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, may I speak at the Dick's Jockey, please?
This, I take it, is Miss Sarita Williams. You're on the air, Sarita. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just, I wanted to make a statement.
You're calling the show to make a statement.
I want to make a statement.
You want to make a statement.
To my listeners.
Your listeners?
Yes.
What? You want to make a statement to your listeners? Like this is your show or something.
Sir.
Ma'am? Go ahead.
I want to make a statement to my listeners. Mother's Day.
Happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, sir.
Ma'am?
I wanted to remind my listeners, that Mother's Day
yes.
is a day to honor the mother. The one that has brought you into this world.
Correct.
Your mother should be treated with respect and dignity at all times.
Right, the whole year long.
Appropriate ways of expressing your love and devotion to your mother would be cards, flowers.
Yes.
Maybe you might want... No, you don't need to give candy. That'll put weight on her.
I see. Cards, flowers.
And you might make her favorite meal.
Favorite meal.
You might help with chores around the home.
Correct.
And I just want to make sure that this get across to my listeners.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is over with, though, now. That was on Sunday.
If you do not observe the customs... And you go about things in a wrong-headed manner, you may offend your mother.
All right, let me stop you right there, Ms. Williams.
Because it's very clear-cut to most folks.
What happened?
What the etiquette is
what happened?
For Mother's Day.
What happened? Did you get snubbed this Mother's Day from your family?
I was not. What you would call snub, sir.
Did they forget
you? My children most certainly observed Mother's Day.
So they did something special for you yesterday. What'd they do?
I believe that my children were well-intentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that their father chose to make a joke at their mother's expense.
So it's your ex-husband.
And that he... directed them and insulting me. I don't believe they meant to insult me.
Right. Your ex-husband got involved and it became offensive to you. Your ex-husband's a homosexual, correct?
Yes, he is.
He's a gay man. Still lives in town, does he not?
Yes, he does.
Dating anybody?
He has a whatever kind of bullshit.
Easy.
Did you cut me off?
Yes, I did. You can't use language like that.
Well, sir, you're asking me about my personal life.
You're calling up about your personal life, about what happened to you on Mother's Day.
That any father, regardless of what he think of the woman, if they are no longer together,
right?
He need to still honor that woman as the mother of his children
exactly.
and not have them working on some Mickey Mouse project to try and infuriate their mother.
What happened? What happened? What'd your kids do?
What did you do for your mother?
Sent her a card and some flowers.
Well, that's very nice. I only wish that I had the same... again, I believe that my children was well-intentioned.
What'd they do that you want to tell your listeners about? What did they do?
They got a pinata for Mother's Day.
A pinata. Okay.
A pinata. Are you aware of what that is?
Yeah, it's a kid's game.
It's made up with paper mache and they fill it up with candy.
Right, and then you go blindfolded with a stick and you swing at it until the candy breaks off. They usually use that for, like, parties and birthdays and stuff like that.
That is correct. A pinata for a birthday for a child would be acceptable
etiquette. You got a pinata.
They usually... my understanding is that the pinata usually shaped like a donkey.
Well, it comes in various shapes, one of which is a donkey.
This pinata, that was this abomination, that was hung up in my home and beat on, was supposed to be a representation of me.
So the pinata was like...
The pinata was what appeared to me to be a very large woman of color, all filled up with candy. Well, and then my little babies took turns beating it. And they say, "That's you, mama." Oh, my God.
Don't be too upset.
Broke my heart.
Don't be too upset about it.
I said, why would you do such a thing? And they said, "Mama, why are you crying?" I said, "Because you beating up a big old fat woman." And they said, "No, that's you, Mama."
It's all right. Calm down, Sarita. Calm down. It's okay.
Don't tell me to calm down, son.
They meant...
If your child was beating you...
They meant well. They meant well. I'm sure it was nothing. That your children love you, and they thought that they were doing a good thing by making a Sarita pinata.
I believe that, sir. I truly do believe that, sir.
They beat the crap out of that thing, didn't they?
They did. My daughter Piranha.
Where did it finally break open? At the head?
No. Piranha scream, "I busted Mama's gut." And then they all scrambled around for the candy.
I busted Mama's gut.
And my son, Maxima, kicked me. Trying to get at the candy.
That's unfortunate. That's terrible. Maybe what you should do is maybe you should go to the beauty parlor.
That's true.
Get a new hairdo. Make yourself feel beautiful.
That's true. That's the first thing you said that makes sense in a long time.
Yeah.
I need to go down to Sister Shoemaker Plaza and go down to the beauty parlor.
Get a new hairdo.
Because, when I don't care if you are fat and ugly.
Right.
When you get a new hairdo, you feel pretty.
That's right.
And when you feel pretty.
You are pretty.
You are pretty.
And it doesn't matter if somebody gets a pinata that looks like you and beats the crap out of it.
A pinata did not look anything like me, sir.
You said it did.
My daughter Kabbalah said. Daddy said that's what you like.
All right. Go get a new hairdo because I ain't got time to listen to you anymore.
Get a new hairdo I can feel pretty.
Right. You want some cheese with that wine?
What is that supposed to mean, sir?
Goodbye.
You just make sure you tell my listeners.
Well,
did you kiss my...
Yeah, okay.
Earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis. Some call it global warming. Some call it climate change. But there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Our Mother Earth has been hitting us pretty hard lately.
These days, let's face it, Mother Nature has gone batshit crazy and she's trying to kill us.
For too long, we've been trying to save the environment.
Save the whales.
Save the polar bears.
And where has it gotten us?
I don't know if you checked the scoreboard lately, but the environment's been kicking the shit out of us.
Haven't we had enough?
Haven't we had enough of the environment? We Native Americans have always believed that nature is something to be conquered, strangled. The dead wolf cannot bite you in the ass.
97% of American scientists agree. Climate change is real.
I'll buy toothpaste if 3 out of 4 dentists agree.
So yes, it's real. And yes,
we're causing it. And you know what? Good.
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 Where I come from, if someone tries to kill you...
You get to kill them back first.
It's just self-defense.
But it's good common sense.
Here's a question. If Al Gore is so smart, how come he didn't get to be president?
Did you know that you can make oil out of whales?
Whales are made up of a lot of oil.
We need that oil.
What are we saving it for?
See the polar bears?
The polar bears. Them things will take your goddamn arm off. Ask the adorable baby seals what they think of polar bears.
I saw Lost. Yeah, it'll be safest for everyone if they just live in their cages.
The elders have a saying. The salmon and the lizard arrive home in 3 days. What the f*** does that mean?
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of spending my entire night digging through my trash by the light of a fluorescent bulb for bits of plastic with that little recycling triangle on it.
All for the environment.
That triangle is for squares.
And how does the environment pay me back?
By sending a f***ing tornado to throw my house into a wildfire.
Which was swallowed by an earthquake.
And I am hit with a tsunami.
But I'm not exaggerating a fear-mongering. All of that literally happened to me.
I don't have a place to live.
Our cars have climate control. Our homes, our casinos. But our world doesn't. That's not right.
It's time we find out how fast a Bugatti Veyron goes from 0 to 100 on whale diesel.
Load faster than a solar one.
It's time to stand up to the environment.
It's time to show Mother Nature who's really in charge.
If Mother Nature's gonna be such a bitch, I say we pave her ass.
This world ain't big enough for both of us.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time
to help stop the environment
before it stops us.
We can save the environment, or we can save ourselves. Pick a side.
Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We'll be right back.
is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Jury's out. Hi, everybody.
Let me tell you something, China, if you're listening. Sleepy Joe Biden isn't going to save you.
No, they want him.
So that's for you, China.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah, you might be. Stan and Haney. I hope everybody had a good weekend.
Well, of course they are. They've got that whole social credit score thing that they're sending our way.
Yeah, right there?
No. But it's a Monday.
Yeah, correct.
I am entitled to do stupid things.
So I get a, by the way, I'm going to tell you later on. I'm not going to tell you now.
Yes.
I was in Tampa over the weekend.
Orlando or Tampa?
Tampa over the weekend.
When did it happen that Tampa got bigger than Miami?
It's not. It's just a different flavor of people that go to Tampa.
Tampa is a top 10 national market. Miami is only 16.
I think you got it reversed.
Look it up, because that's what I thought when I saw it. But is this a typo?
Yeah, it should be reversed.
I don't know.
All right, I'll look into it. But I was up in Tampa. I'm not going to tell it now.
Any particular reason?
I was up there for the Yankee game.
Well, they won all the games. Did they win?
They had a 3-game set with the Rays. They took 2 out of 3. The one that the Yankees lost, I was at, which adds to the story. But I can't tell you about it now. I'll tell you about it later. Beware when you stay at a hotel and it says free shuttle service to and from the game. That's all I'm going to say right now. That's all.
Well, it's a great selling point.
It sure is, and it sold me. Not anymore.
See, you trust shuttles and things like that. I never do.
I trust them fine. Okay. Last night, and I'm going to show you a picture.
The only semi-public transit that I trust is in Vegas.
What?
Well, when they say that they got a shuttle to the airport, generally, I always assume that something will be wrong and better to take a taxi cab.
Yeah.
Now, in Las Vegas, they have the monorails that go everywhere, and I trust them because there's no human involved.
It's run by machine.
Yep.
All right, I got to show you a picture. I'm going
to... Is this a picture?
Yeah, I'm going to set this up. Nobody else is going to see this picture. Except you.
Well, then that seems like an odd thing to do during the show, Stan.
I'm going to show you this. I have to. I have to show you this. Last night, I'm home, and my girlfriend's getting ready to watch the Game of Thrones. What a shocker last night. Can you believe that
she
dragged the whole thing? So at any rate.
You know what? It's actually a perfect example, because that's how my relationships end.
They get what they want.
And then they burn it all.
They firebomb it.
Yeah.
Okay. So last night, before the throne came on.
And you could see that poor Jon Snow is going, you'll always be my queen.
Yep. Ring the bell.
So you did lay there with one eye open or something.
Nope, didn't watch it at all.
But did she have it turned up that loud? Did you hear ring the bell?
No, I ask her every morning. So what was the big shocker?
What did she say?
About her losing her mind, the blondie.
They always do.
Yep. Okay, Ben, I got to show you a picture before we have to take this break. So it's before Game of Thrones. And I don't know if he was proud of himself or what, but our former producer, Junior, starts texting on Facebook and Instagram. What's the service that you have where they can turn your face around and make it look different and all that?
Oh, the one where they make
Snapchat.
You put, like, bunny ears on and stuff?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
So he was evidently on Snapchat and liked himself
I thought Snapchat was the one where it disappeared.
I think it disappears, too. This is the one where they put the bunny ears and all that stuff. Snapchat.
Instagram.
Not Instagram. Is it Instagram?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not Instagram.
Snapchat is the one where it's supposed to go away after 10 seconds.
I understand that. It's one of those.
But if it went away after 10 seconds, you couldn't show it to me.
It's got the filters. Well, he's saying...
Instagram's got the filters.
This has nothing to do with him. What he did is one of these things has a new filter that they invented.
Yeah.
You take a picture of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you look like the opposite sex.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see his?
No. I saw it on the Daily Mail where this guy did that to himself.
Yes.
And then put it up on
yes.
Tinder. And
yes.
Yeah, all the guys went
oh,
crazy.
So that's why Junior's doing it. At any rate, so my girlfriend sees his post and says, oh, my God. She was like, oh, my God, look
OMG,
at him.
OMG, LOL.
Look at him. And then I said, what are you all bent out of shape about? And she shows me his picture, and I'm going, what the? I said, where is that from? Well, it's a new filter on what Snapchat or whatever it is. So I said, oh, really? I'm sitting here on the sofa. Take a picture of me, and let's see what it looks like.
Oh, Jesus. You didn't have a leg kicked up, did
no.
you?
No.
Oh, thank God for small
she
favors.
She did. This is how I look as a woman.
I know how you look as a woman. You look like your grandmother. Oh, come on. That's a hefty woman, I'll tell you that. Now, you know the weird thing? Is when you actually dress up like a woman, you look like your grandmother. I see a little of your daughter in there.
Yeah, I said the same thing. But, yeah.
But that's you as a young woman.
Yeah, well, they filter it.
Oh, I see. Well, they filtered that hard to take this input and come out with that.
There you go. And she did it.
That looks like a beautiful woman stand with a bit of a weight problem. But I will say
That's middle America.
I will say, nice breast. Oh, wait a second. They didn't alter that part.
No, they didn't. I asked the same question. Is that me? Yeah.
That is not based in reality at all.
It is so disturbing. It is so... I went and looked. I go, you got to be kidding me. Oh, and then when we were in... Tampa.
That is the second time. Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
Where was that? At the hotel?
No, that was at the stadium.
At the stadium?
Yeah.
Wonder what
they
kind
had one of those there.
Wonder how much they had to pay for the rights to that.
I don't know.
Because anytime we try to do something cool, we're always told, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But if a stadium wants to do it, they can do it. So I wonder how much it cost them. But isn't she adorable? And so are you.
We'll be back. Stan and
Haney. What would your girl name be?
I don't know. I don't know what the feminine of Stan is.
Well, I vote for Stacy with an I.
Because I'm loads of fun.
Stan, Stosh, Stacy.
Yeah, with an I.
Yep. little heart over it. That
well,
is.
Well, yeah, it's disturbing, isn't it? We'll be back. You should see his. He's proud of it. He's posting it everywhere. Mine's never going to see the light of day. He's posting his everywhere because he's turned on by himself. Sick.
You know, I saw him on Thursday?
Yeah.
Is that what a couple of hours without my guidance does?
Precisely. We'll be back.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
I think that's another feather in my cap.
Yeah, it is. That's... Wow, that's... Oh, here.
Oh,
He's posting it everywhere.
He needs to stop.
That's his profile picture.
Stop it.
I swear.
Now, you need to bear witness.
Okay.
There have been times over the years, it doesn't happen often.
No, but it's happened.
But there are times I come to you and I tell you that I have had a dream or a vision mm-hmm. that you need to be aware of. And you used to mock me.
Well, I don't do that too much anymore. I usually take it with a grain of salt, you know, life's path. But
there was one big one, and I won't go into details, but I remember you going, oh, my God, well, Haney, you were right.
I'm going to tell you real quick what happened here, and then I will read the reply. And he comes in today, and he said, well, I had a well-rested weekend. He goes, oh, he says, do you ever stay in contact with the lovely Diana who used to work? Yeah, I talk to her every once in a while. He said, you got to find out if she's okay. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I had a dream last night that, and she was in the dream, and she had an injured shoulder. I go, what? No, she had.
Her left shoulder.
And it was her left shoulder that was injured. Now, keep in mind, Haney hasn't seen the lovely Diana in months and months.
She's hundreds of miles away.
She lives up north. And so I texted her, and here's what I said in the text, and I'll read you her reply. I said, is your shoulder all right? Haney had a dream, and you were in it, and he said your left shoulder was injured. Not 2 minutes goes by, and she replies, OMG, both of my shoulders have strained muscles, and my left arm has tennis elbow, and she's in pain. Wow.
It was as clear as day.
Yep.
She was in the hallway by the sports station, and it was like she had this bandage or something on her left shoulder.
Yeah, she's got both of her shoulders are in a great deal of pain, and she's got tennis elbow. So there you go. In her left arm.
Hmm.
Yeah, not bad.
I know. I just said, hey, you ever talk to Diane? Yeah. Mike might want to ask her about that shoulder.
I just did. She does. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And I continue along the path as the strangest person you've ever known.
By far. I've not met anybody like you ever. Mother's Day was yesterday. How do you feel about yourself, kids?
So you bought your mom a card, a bouquet of flowers from the grocery store, and lunch at Outback. Way to phone it in. She must be so proud to have you as her kid. Way to go, hotshot. Way to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think well done. That'd be pretty nice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I haven't forgotten.
No.
The eyes have it. Here are some reasons why it's good to practice strong eye contact in your everyday life. Eye contact makes you more warm and personable. Looking someone in the eye also makes you more attractive and likable. Eye contact also makes you look more qualified, skilled, competent, and valuable. You'll also be more trustworthy, honest, and sincere. Direct eye contact also conveys confidence and emotional stability. So, show and earn more respect and look them in the eyes.
Motivational Monday.
That's why Dave always, when he looks like he's staring in the eye, he's really staring at your nose. Follow me on this, because even the passengers of the plane are outraged by this. You've seen the loudmouth on the plane where the flight attendants have to take them off the plane. And the passengers on the plane are cheering as they're going off the plane. This was not the case. Still got thrown off the plane. Southwest flight from Sacramento to L.A. had to turn around before it even took off last Wednesday because of a mechanical issue. Then it got delayed again when they had to refuel. So the flight attendants started handing out water to the passengers because of the delay. One of the passengers joked that they should have been handing out vodka. And one of the flight attendants took issue with that joke.
What?
Yep. made the plane turn around again and kicked the man off the flight.
For that alone.
Yep.
What?
And the passengers...
That's stupid.
...couldn't believe it.
He said something that, well, they should be passing out vodka because we've been waiting so long. She came by and said, well, I didn't like your joke. Then my wife tried to butt in there and say, look, we've been on this plane for hours right now. And she says, well, so have I, you know, so get used to it. Then all of a sudden, I see her on the telephone up in front. And people started yelling then. In fact, people stood up. I stood up. People were saying, this man didn't do anything. If they have this in their records, you know, maybe it'll prevent it from happening again. I've never, ever seen anything like this.
Didn't like the joke.
Look, it's not preventable. I can see where that passenger might think it is, but... doctors and scientists have looked at it for years, and it's something we've just got to live with. It's what doctors call PMS.
Yep. Something that you have to accept.
It is, it's not curable.
No.
There is no cure.
No.
And millions of sufferers.
Yeah. Good chunk of the population.
You see, if I ever get kicked off a plane, it'll be because I'm the loudmouth hothead. If Stan's kicked off a plane, it'll be because he does something like that.
Yep. That's the way it is.
Should be handing out vodka.
Yeah. Get off the plane. Get off. You've ruined it for everybody.
Just like when traveling with Stan, you get hauled in for the extra terrorist screening as the entire royal family of Saudi Arabia walks by.
It's true. Every time.
You bastard.
Every time. This, I think, is so stupid.
Was my plan good?
Yes, it was good.
You think we could have taken them all?
That was just one time out of many.
Yeah. You think we could have taken all those Arabs?
Yeah. Well, there was, what, three or four of them.
Yeah, but they had South Asian backup.
I want to tell you something right now about Haney and I, and this wasn't this particular flight where we had to, where we went through the bomb tester.
Yeah.
While the Saudis went on board.
And I don't mean Saudis wearing chinos and golf shirts. I mean Saudis in their full regalia.
But we were going to Vegas one time. And if you go to travel sites, here Expedia's and all of these and Travelocity, they go and they try to find you the best deal within your budget. And sometimes I see it all the time.
Trivago.
Yeah, that too. But I see it all the time.
That guy's always there.
Yeah, he's trouble.
He got a DUI.
Where you, let's just, and this is hypothetical, you're going to Minneapolis on United, but your return flight is booked on American.
Mm-hmm.
So Haney and I had one of those deals going to Vegas one time. We were on one airline, and then we had our flight back on another airline. And so we get to the airport and we're being checked in, and it was nice enough that the person at the airline counter told us this. They said, and here's what they said. Now keep in mind, we're going through a travel site. Said, you realize that both of you are not only going to have your carry-on checked, but your checked luggage will be flagged and it will be gone through before it's put into the hull of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? You don't understand.
Because you don't get any more run-of-the-mill than the two of us.
And what they said, you're two middle-aged Americans traveling on a one-way flight. Now, your package that you got from Trivago is a round-trip package. But you went off on a different airline to the city. You're coming back on a different airline. The airline sees it as two men at that time in their 40s traveling one way. Red flag. And we had everything gone through. Everything.
Well... probably wouldn't have worked then, but now we could sue them for discrimination and claim we're lovers.
Yeah, right. We could have. Yep, two middle-aged males, one-way ticket. We got flagged.
See, I'm fine with that as long as the people on that ticket are from certain nations.
Right, but then that's profiling. But we were profiled.
But that doesn't matter because we're expected to take it.
Yep. Burger King is doing
something. Life is unfair.
Burger King's doing something that's just going to ruin things.
They've been pretty good lately.
Well.
Does this have to do with the vegetarian burger?
No. And I've got the commercial here, or the promo for it. Burger King, this just adds to the problem. Burger King wants to deliver to people stuck in their cars in traffic jams.
What?
They tried it in Mexico, and they're bringing it to California, which has the worst traffic in the world.
They're going to send somebody out on a scooter on the 405?
Yep. They use real-time traffic data and digital billboards at key locations with heavy traffic close to a Burger King. When you use voice commands to order from the app, they use GPS to pinpoint your location and deliver food to you on somebody on a motorcycle cutting through the bumper-to-bumper traffic. Stupid.
The Traffic Jam Whopper. We used real-time data to detect our potential buyers in a traffic jam to offer them a Whopper and deliver on the move, promoting our service only in high congestion zones. By leveraging traffic and drivers' real-time data, we adjusted our billboards' location and content. The messages displayed information about the remaining time in traffic to order and personalized updates about deliveries in progress. Using the latest Google Maps APIs, our app pinpointed vehicle location and speed in order to deliver for the first time ever to a driver on the move. The Traffic Jam Walk.
Please. Enjoy the traffic jam.
Please. Please.
I don't know. I don't mind.
Yeah. I do. Because I'm not the one ordering the Whopper.
If you were the one ordering the Whopper, you might feel differently.
We all, and I know some of you are listening to us on the Alexa. So
you remember a fat kid that used to work here?
Yes.
Remember when it would hurt him here?
Yes.
And here?
Yes.
And he wanted a Whopper?
Yeah.
Now imagine if he could get one anytime he wanted.
No.
That'd be 600 pounds.
Yeah. Probably dead. When you're using the Alexa or the Google and all that, you have to speak clearly so that the device knows what you're saying. Thus, we get Alexa versus toddler over Baby Shark.
I think you want to hear the song Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Play the song Baby Shark, right?
Yes.
I didn't catch that. Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Okay, stop doing that, Alexa.
I think you are asking for the song Baby Shark. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Yes. Okay, Alexa, stop. Stop that.
You know, kids get right to the point, don't they?
Yep.
Stop that.
Tell me what you would do in this situation.
I'd do the right thing. Simple.
Is this the right thing? I guess it is the right thing, but... And of course, in today's day and age, follow me on this. This was in New York. Lefty City. A woman and her daughter stiffed a waiter at a pizza joint in New York over the weekend. Stiffed him, didn't leave him a tip. They asked him why there were more photos of men on the wall than women. And thought his answer was sexist.
It's gotta stop.
What happened then is the mother and daughter got up, stiffed him on the tip. But mom accidentally left a cashier's check on the table. A cashier's check, anybody can cash it. It's found money. The mom and daughter accidentally left a cashier's check on the table for $424,000.
Nice tip.
The waiter who was stiffed gave it back, tracked her down, went the extra mile on a cashier's check.
There was this little exchange with the waiter about the women on the wall.
Well, there's a bunch of women, but she goes, not as much as should be. It was like, probably women don't like to eat pizza as much. And then, you know, a sense of humor.
We have Barbara Walters, Christine Quinn. We have the first ladies.
The consensus of opinion was not to give him a tip. And we wrote on the note, women eat pizza. And by the way, have you heard that women don't leave tips?
No tip.
I'm so grateful that the insult that we gave him did not prevent him from doing the right thing.
She was in tears. She was super excited that somebody actually found it and kept it.
I offered to give him money. He absolutely would not accept it.
Small details like this define us as humans. You know, it's just a small gesture.
Yeah, but did she learn anything from that?
And I think it needs to be emphasized, where you were talking about a cashier's check.
Mm-hmm.
That's also not really something that she can recall.
No, it's done. The transaction's done.
Even if he doesn't cash it, she doesn't get that money back.
Correct.
So he could have just
held it hostage.
So you're thinking, well, he didn't do it because he thought he'd get caught. That's not the only option he had. If he wanted to stick it to that lady, $424,000 worth up.
Yep. This is another one. The times we live in. Another high school, I guess that's going around. Another high school has done away with the valedictorian and salutatorian.
Because it's just not worth it.
Yep, at graduation. Because they think it encourages unhealthy competition.
Does academia have any idea what it's like out here?
This time it's...
If you are raised to not believe in competition, you're screwed.
You're doomed. This time it's in Ohio. The backlash is the same this time, too. Here's the student behind it who says high school should be fun.
I think in the long run, it's really going to change the atmosphere of the school in a positive way. We should have fun in high school and not just try to push ourselves to the max. Just taking off that stress, knowing, hey, if it comes to the final and I get a B, it's okay.
What it means to be happy and what it means to be successful, and really... It's not just about the grade, but it's about the whole child.
Please. Yeah, let me tell you something. I was no valedictorian in my high school. Some smarty pant girl got I said she deserved it.
Yeah, you wouldn't resent that at all.
Not at all.
Because it's obvious.
She tried a lot harder than I did.
That's something that's important to her.
She should be rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sad news for Stan and Haney, a friend of the show's, passed away. If you're of a certain age, you thought she was the most gorgeous woman in the world. We had the privilege, the honor to speak with her. We're talking about Peggy Lipton. She passed away.
Just a gorgeous, gorgeous,
gorgeous
woman.
She is the former wife of Quincy Jones, the mother of Rashida Jones, and in her day was drop-dead gorgeous. She passed away from cancer. Here's Quincy talking about meeting Peggy Lipton and Peggy herself in an interview.
I met Peggy Lipton in 1972. She was a beautiful star of a hot TV series, The Mod Squad, the first young, hip drama on TV. She was independent, smart, beautiful, and understanding.
When we met, the chemistry was so strong. I just was so drawn to him. He came into my life, and that was it. It was like I knew.
She was a delightful guest and just a beautiful woman. You be the judge. Somebody did a mashup. B-52s and Slipknot. I've got no time to lose. I'm just caught up in long cow.
Okay.
Grab Bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Your phone calls coming up. I'm going to tell you about Traveler Beware in my trip to Tampa to go to the ball game over the weekend. Thought it was going to be perfect. And then...
Your trip to the big city?
Yeah. Then later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win. We're going to play a game where you can get some prizes. We got Busch Gardens. We've got WWE SummerSlam tickets. A few other things on board. That'll be in about 30 minutes. We're Stan and Haney.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then they stopped sending the signal. Oh, well. Them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
It's been longer than 2 decades. I just checked. Today is show number 6,255 in the history of Stan and Haney. 6,255. Jeez.
Woo!
Stan. Stan and Haney here. In about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win, and we're going to go and continue this. There is a teacher, a high school teacher up in Massachusetts, that actually cataloged all of the current young people slang terms. We've done this before, but I've got a complete list, and what I'm going to do is...
Are you sure it's authentic?
It's authentic. And I'm going to go and give you a slang term. You're not going to know which one it is.
So it's authentic, just like Mama used to make.
And you tell me what the kids today mean by the particular slang term. That's in about 25 minutes, and we'll give you a chance to win.
You know, I remember reading these things when I was a kid and thinking, boy, whoever wrote this doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. These are, I some of them, okay, if you think about it, yeah, you can understand what they're saying. But most, I don't have a clue.
Well, that's because you're a Barney.
Yup. Whatever that is. Oh, so I gotta tell you about the baseball game. And I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about getting to the game.
So you went to Tampa to see the Rays play the Yankees.
Correct. And... it was a 6:35 start time for the Saturday night game. And so I said to my girlfriend, I said, instead of driving up there, going to the game, leaving at 9, 10 o'clock, having to drive back down to Fort Myers, let's just stay up there. We'll stay overnight.
Good call.
Maybe even go to the casino.
You know what? That makes it so much more pleasant.
It does. Where you just...
Because when you got that drive and then you got to deal with the traffic of getting into the game. And
so, those of you that know Tropicana Field and have been to a game over in St. Pete, there are not, like, walking distance... connected to the stadium, like in so many other cities, hotels, because you have...
So, was it kind of like on its own island?
It's kind of... there's two sides to Tropicana Field. One side is all highway going in, Because you got 275 coming off there. You've got other interchanges going off, all leading into where Tropicana Field
is. Surrounded by major thoroughfares.
On the other side is a neighborhood area, but they don't want to go and build a nice hotel there because it's a shady.
All right? Sounds like the old Orange Bowl.
Similar. Not, I will say this, not as bad. I'm telling you, you'd go to a game down in the Orange Bowl, and you took your life into your hands. And I'm talking about the old days.
Yep, and you get directed into somebody's yard and boxed in.
Yep. You park in their yard, they charge you $25, and there's no way you're getting out.
And we'll keep an eye on it.
Yes. Not that bad, but sketchy at best. So one side, all highway. I mean, you're on the off ramps, and you're like a rock's throw from the stadium. If there's that many highways going through, then once you get in there, let's just say the other side is an older neighborhood, okay,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of check cashing places.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, we got to find a place to stay.
Places that you could go to and maybe send money back to your family in Mexico or Guatemala.
So I found a name hotel that was probably 4 miles away.
A name hotel.
I'm not going to mention the name. Sorry. I'm not going to mention the name.
A name you're comfortable with?
A name you would recognize as...
That you're comfortable
that
with.
That I'm comfortable with. Quality enough.
Quality enough.
So I go to their website to book the room, and wouldn't you know it, I hit a home run with this one. It said right on the hotel website, coming for a Rays game, free shuttle to and from the ball game.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
And I'm thinking, this is great. It's a name hotel, one that I happen to be a rewards member of. And... I said, don't have to worry about, you know, having a little too much to drink or fighting the traffic. There, you got the shuttle. So I booked the room. Get to the hotel, and I go and I check in. Nice enough, and you know, free continental breakfast in the morning. That's coffee and a hard roll.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm checking in.
What continent is that from? Did we ever?
Yeah, Europe somewhere. I think France. The home of the croissant. So I asked the clerk there at the check-in desk. I said, I saw on your website, free shuttle to and from the game. We're going to the game tonight. Is the shuttle available? Absolutely, sir. We have a shuttle to and from the game. That's part of our complimentary service. Shall I put you on the list? Yes. What time does the shuttle go to the game? Now, keep in mind, 6:30 5 start. He said 5:00. Perfect. Got a little time. Check in. Take a little nap.
Everything maybe. Is going your way.
Yep. Perfect. Put me down 5:00. I'm going to go and we'll be on that. We'll pick it right up here at the lobby. Be down here and ready to take you to the ball game, to the park. It's only a short drive away. We just once again get on super highways and exit off, and you're at
super
the
highways, coast to coast, so, easy to get
yep,
anywhere.
Yep. So convenient, that trop. So he's going to go and put me... Oh, I'm sorry. Our 5:00 shuttle is all full. Do you have another shuttle? Yes, we have one at 5:30. That will go to
the... When's the game?
6:30.
Oh, no problem.
Should be no problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's piece of cake.
A little bit off the schedule.
Yeah,
but okay.
I would have liked to have been there a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
but okay,
you know, things
right.
happen.
I said, put me down
for... not a disaster.
Yeah, no, put me down for the 5:30 one. For name hotel, shuttle, complimentary shuttle service to and from the ballpark. All right, we'll be down here in the lobby shortly before 5:30, and we'll get you on board. Okay, so I'm going up to the room, waiting for the elevator to come. And you find the guy that has the severe drinking problem. He's there with a girl that they're still a new couple, and I'll explain why. But he's there, and she's there waiting to get on the elevator. This isn't a guy that's coming from the pool with a cold beer in his hand. This is a guy in a Hawaiian shirt with a glass of scotch that's sipping away on the scotch. And you can tell he's been drinking scotch. Mm-hmm. All right. So
in the room.
In the room, in the lobby, out by the pool, just enjoying scotch straight up in a plastic clear glass. So 5:30, about 5:20, we go down to the lobby to go and catch the shuttle over to the ball game. And so we're waiting, and sure enough, I see out in the distance a white panel van making a lot of noise. Coming in. It's like it's got a transmission problem.
Right, what did it sound like?
You know, it's skipping. It's not firing on all eight cylinders. It's
missing.
It's missing. And the side of the van says, you know, like Jenkins Day School for soccer kids and kickball and tetherball, day camp available, and coming into the, barely being able to keep the engine idling. And I'm going, what the hell's this? Guy pops out, he's got his ball cap on. Hey, everybody, this is the shuttle to go to the ball game. And I'm like, are you serious? So he opens up the rusty sliding door and he says, granted, it's not luxury, but it'll get you to the game. The seats are falling apart. The vinyl's all ripped. The air conditioning vents, there are none. You can put your hands straight through, and it's just wind coming out of it. Cup holders in the seats, non-existent. They were there at one time, but they were cut out. Everything is, you know, cracked rubber and all this stuff. And it's a daycare bus to transport soccer kids and tetherball players and all this day camp stuff. And I'm like, this is the what I'm supposed to be getting on? Yes, come on board. We'll take you right to the game. So I'm on the junk van.
Your courtesy shuttle.
Yes. And so I'm looking, and it's 5:30, 5:35. We're just waiting on one more. There's always got to be one that doesn't come down on time. And so it gets to be about 5:40. Now, I'm saying the game starts. You're not going to see batting practice. Game starts at 6:35. So he comes back out. He says, evidently, my apologies. The people that we're waiting on, evidently, they canceled and they're not going with us to the game. However, we found a couple in the lobby that were looking to go to the game. They're going to be joining us, so we got a full bus.
In just a second.
And who is it? Mr. Scotch Drinker and his lovely new girlfriend, because they're still...
they don't know they don't like each other
right,
yet.
They're still discussing, you know, what they do for a living kind of thing. And... you know, thank you for inviting me to the game. I've never done this before. And so they climb on board.
What a lovely first date.
They fire this thing up. The whole thing's rattling and shaking, and pieces are falling, and we get out onto the road.
Did you get a plum seat? Where did you end up inside the van?
It was three rows of seats. I was in the middle to the wall, to
back
the window.
And to the left.
That's exactly where it was. Back and to the left. And so we get in this thing, and now by the time we take off, it's about 5:45. And sure enough, he gets out of the hotel and on ramp to 275. What do you think, with about 30,000 people going to Tropicana Field, it's like bumper to bumper? We're at a dead stop, waiting to get off the ramp to get to the trop.
Well, luckily you got the vehicle for it.
Yeah, and this thing's fighting just to keep idling. It's missing a lot. So we get off the ramp. Now we're down on ground level. You can see the trop several blocks away. We're hitting every light. It's now after 6 o'clock. We get to about two blocks from the stadium, and he... at the light, turns around to talk to us all. Now, just up ahead is the barricade. I can't go any further than that. Or they're going to want me. I can't take you to the stadium.
What?
I'm pulling into this Sunoco station. I'm going to drop you off. Just walk this way two blocks, and you'll see gate six. Go in that way. After the game, I don't care if it's a nine-inning game. I don't care if it goes 11, 12 innings. We're going to be here waiting for you. It's in a sketchy part of town.
At the Sunoco.
At the Sunoco station. And it's not even a full-fledged, well-lit one. It's one of those small ones that only have two pumps.
Yeah, where the cashier is behind bars.
Yes! Yes! Okay. Said, don't worry about it. The 5 o'clock and the 5:30 shuttles are going to be here to take you back. Don't matter what time the game ends. So we're walking the two blocks to get to the gate of the Trop. And sure enough, we get to the gate. And I'm ready to go through the metal detector and show them my ticket, but everything has to stop because the anthem starts. So I got to take the cap off. We go and listen to the anthem. I'm not even in the stadium yet. Finally get there. Sure enough, by the time the first pitch comes, we're sitting down. Finally. Yankees lose the game. It was 7-2. It was the top of the ninth. And I said, you know what? They're not coming back from this. I said, let's get a head start.
Why?
And get to the Sunoco.
Why did you do that?
get to the Sunoco.
Why would you do that?
No, it was you had to, I was just going to go and get out of there.
But why would you?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. It was crazy. So get out of the stadium, walk the two blocks back to the Sunoco. You know, there's people out on the street now, cars, gangs, all the stuff as we're getting to the Sunoco station. A lot of fat women with Rottweiler dogs and it's walking around for no reason. And we get to the Sunoco station. No vans.
Well, the game's not over. You left early.
So I have my phone and I'm listening to, as I get there, I'm listening to, and that'll do it. The Rays have defeated the Yankees 7-2. Good night, everybody. And so I'm like, so I get there. There's other people waiting. There's supposed to be two shuttles to pick us up.
Oh, so there's two shuttles worth.
The 5 o'clock and the 5:30. So there's two shuttle worth of people.
Hanging around the
mini
Sunoco.
With a lot of gangs and Rottweilers.
But you fit right in.
Oh,
I'm not
sure.
Worried about you.
Yeah, I'm not standing out like a sore thumb. 10 minutes goes by. 15 minutes goes. Half hour goes by. 35. So now the people that are on the shuttle are all starting to get worried. I'm not verbalizing it yet, but everybody else is, screw this crap. I'm calling a Lyft. Oh, screw this. I'm calling an Uber. And Lyft and Ubers are coming in like mad, picking people up. And so
But not Stan.
But I haven't done it yet. So I said, well, let me see how long of a wait it is to get a Lyft or an Uber. Well, to do it, it's still 8 minutes away for an Uber to get to you. And it's prime prices right now because it's, the game is let out. We saw the same Lyft guy pick up two groups of people while we were waiting for these shuttles to get
here. Out of curiosity, what was the prime pricing?
It was like $15, something like that. It was to get. You couldn't even get a regular.
Well, you're not that far away.
And you're only a few miles away. So I'm getting ready to go and hit the
say it's worth the 15.
The lift, but it's worth the 15. Just get out of here. And sure enough, we see over by the light coming down. There they come, the two, both of them, same company. Kids' Day soccer events and balloons for the kids and clowns. It's all
but
written
there,
up.
There were no balloons or clowns
no,
for you.
The thing was, these are like condemned vans. And sure enough, sorry we're late, guys. Ran into a little problem. Come on board. And so we get on one of them. It became a bum rush just to get on these things. And this time I'm all the way to the back and to the left.
Back and to the left.
And I sit down, and sure enough, my pocket empties. There goes lighters, cigarettes, change. And
your shiv.
And wouldn't you know it, they get started, and the game's out. The place is gridlocked. And so we're trapped in this thing. I turned to my girlfriend. I said, I lost the lighter, the cigarettes, and all that, and I can't get them. They fell behind the seat with along with the various hepatitis.
All the way back and to the left.
And so we get back to the hotel like an hour and a half after the game go 4 miles. And so I'm getting up. I said, screw it. Leave the cigarettes. She goes, over my dead body. She says, get out of my way. She's in there with a light going underneath, pulling out all kinds of garbage and stuff.
Everything but your stuff.
Well, she finally found the cigarettes. And
an old pacifier. Yep.
And so we're getting off the thing. And there's the driver saying, have a good night, everybody. Hoping that somebody in that van would give him a tip. Nobody did. Nobody wanted to see him ever again. Fair warning, everybody. If it says free shuttle transportation to
you
and from,
get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. Jeez, will they move that stadium?
Stan?
What?
I want you to remember that the next time you ask me, why don't you ever leave the house? Why don't you go do fun things? There you go, right there.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Matt speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second.
You know what, Stan?
What?
You are one of the best storytellers I've ever known. You're a natural-born storyteller. But you let me down.
What?
In your story, and there's an old adage when it comes to writing fiction.
Yeah.
That if you speak about a candlestick.
Yeah, or a phone or something like that.
It better show up later.
Yeah.
And you told us all about your trip to the game and back.
Yeah.
But at the very beginning, you were very descriptive about a man in a Hawaiian shirt drinking scotch on like a first date.
And
he just disappeared.
You're right. I was wrapping up because of time.
Felt like I was getting a little ripped off.
Oh, no.
Because if nothing happened with him, you wouldn't have described
Something happened. My apologies on that. You're absolutely right. I kind of left him out in the wind. He and his girlfriend, I don't know if you'd call her a girlfriend, they were like on a first date. She was very loose because she decided to stay at a hotel with him. I don't know if they had separate rooms or not. They were together as a couple, but they had just met, if you were listening to their conversation.
Of
course, because I was listening.
Well, what was the conversation?
Mr. Scott, they just...
Where do you work?
It
that
was
kind
the
of thing?
Basic things that you would ask about if you're like meeting somebody.
Do they have kids?
Kids. You know, what do you do on your days off?
I drink scotch.
Yeah,
and wear Hawaiian shirt.
And he's talking about things that he really likes, and then he starts talking about baseball. And I had to catch him in a lie. Because as we were getting ready to be dropped off at the Sunoco station, he goes, yep, there's the old trop. Don't understand why they're not rolling the roof back on such a sunny day like this. And I looked at him and I said, the roof doesn't come off. That's one of the problems. It's a circus tent roof. It doesn't come off. Oh, I could have sworn it came off. No, you didn't.
It's a circus tent
again,
roof.
Again, you're drinking scotch.
And talking.
Yeah. So,
it's up to Stan to correct him.
So I'm out at because I couldn't stand it any longer.
You corrected
it was
him.
A book of lies. So we were at the Sunoco station waiting to be picked up. And sure enough, the two of them came back to wait. Something horribly went wrong. I don't think that they're going to see each other again because they came back to the Sunoco station. And when the bomb vans came to pick us up. She got on by herself and sat with us. He stood out in the parking lot at the Sunoco until everything was loaded. And the driver said, well, if you're going to come with us, you may as well sit up front with me. And he sat up front, head down, didn't say a word the entire time. Meanwhile, my girlfriend and his date were sitting in the... She... do you mind if I sit here? Sure, there's room for you. There's room for your friend. No, he's sitting up there. And they were, my girlfriend and her were chatting it up. He didn't say a word to anybody. It was the first one off the shuttle, and I didn't see hide nor tail of him again. And I think she either made transportation to go home or she had a separate room because they were not together as a couple.
So did your girlfriend get anything out of her?
No, she wasn't going to be rude like that.
Just, why not?
Did you enjoy the game? You know, there's plenty of room for him to come and sit with us, too. Mm. There's enough room. Nah, no, not going to happen. You know, so she said something along the lines of, if he wanted to, he could have sat on my lap. So I don't know what happened afterwards. He was not chatty. They did not enter the shuttle as a couple.
So he rode shotgun.
Yes.
Defeated.
Yes. And she sat with us. All right, let's give somebody a chance to win.
You know what?
What?
Life's path.
It is life's path. That's what I keep trying to tell you. We have a lot of great prizes. If I can find the prize sheet. Hold on. I had it right here.
You know, you have many.
I got it.
And you're going to be very excited as soon as he can locate them.
Yeah, got it right here.
Fabulous prizes.
First person with the correct answer. This is going to be rapid fire. 277-9600. I'll release the phones in a second. And he wasn't drinking anymore because seventh inning, it's cutoff time.
So do they serve scotch at the Trop?
Oh, they got hard liquor there. They sure do. They sure do.
Well, that'll take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, and then, you know, they tell you right before the seventh last call, she sat with us.
he rode shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Head down.
As far, because we were in the last row.
As far as she could physically get away.
As far as she could physically get away. She was on, sat with us. He was up front, didn't say a whole heck of a lot.
Now, was she out of his league, or did it seem somewhat reasonable?
She didn't seem like a big drinker like him. She was nice enough. They were roughly the same age, probably late 30s, early 40s. Earlier in the day when I saw him with the scotch, though, she was walking around with one of those see-through robes to let you know that she's been at the pool, and she was wearing a bikini underneath there.
Should she have been?
I couldn't see that well. She probably could have gotten away with it. From what I saw, but you wouldn't want to stare too long.
I see.
Then but thus, nice enough.
Thus the transparent robe.
Right. It's like a woman that goes to the beach in a bikini but likes to keep her sarong on.
Yeah. Well, and then you get a transparent one that it diffuses.
Yep. Exactly. Precisely. We have barbecue saw. We have pewter mug. We have Bam's restaurant. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens to celebrate the opening of Tigris. I got yelled at. Florida's tallest launch coaster, 150 feet, 1,800 feet of track, 62 miles. WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour tickets coming to Hertz Arena July 22nd. And we have Miracle tickets. Told you what this is. We've done this before. Slang. High school slang. A high school teacher in Massachusetts began to catalog all of his students' slang terms. We had them when we were growing up. Don't know these terms anymore. They mean totally different things most times from when we were kids. I mean, I wouldn't even use these things. I don't know what half of them are. I'm going to give you the term. You don't know which one I'm going to give you. So even if you have the list, you might not know it. First person to correctly identify the slang term will get themselves a prize. You get it wrong, I just move right to the next call. Let's play Know Your Slang. Know Your Millennial Slang. 277-9600. I'll release the phones right now. And I will take them cold. Give you the word. You tell me what they mean. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
All right, I'm well, thank you for asking. here we go. You tell me what this means. Rashing. R-A-S-H-I-N-G. Doing a little rashing.
Fighting?
No, it is not fighting. Rashing is what I do with Dave. I tease him, make fun of him. I'm rashing him. That's what that word means, rashing.
Nah, I've never heard that
either. Me neither. Let's try it again. Ahoy, who's this?
Alicia.
What's your name? Turn
Alicia.
Alicia, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, baby. You ready?
Yes.
All right. I can hardly hear you. What are you, on a speakerphone?
Yeah, the regular speaker doesn't work on my phone.
Okay. Well, we'll try. Thank you. Take the L. Take the L.
A-V-L?
Take the letter L. Take the L.
Take the L?
Yep. What does that mean?
Like, walk away?
What do you mean by walk away? Take the L.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you know, Annie? Take the L.
Did you turn it down?
I did it. Good.
Take the L out of lover, and it's over.
Yeah, kind of like that. You've got dumped, or you lost at something.
So I was correct.
Get over it. Take the L, meaning take the loss.
Take the L out of lover,
yep,
and it's over.
Yep. Take the L. Move on. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Adam. How's it going, guys?
Good, Adam. You ready for yours?
I'm ready for mine. I'll do my best.
All right. When someone says, these are smacks, what does that mean? Smacks. S-M-A-C-K-S. Smacks.
These are the bomb.
But in regards to what? What's the bomb?
The bomb is the word, what they're saying to you.
I can't give it to you. Smacks are tasty little treats. Ooh, these are smacks. These are good. These taste good. Smacks. I don't get it. I don't get it. Okay, this one. Hopefully someone should get this one. I don't even know what this one means. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good.
If somebody said in millennial slang, hop off, what does that mean? Hop off.
Back off. Get out of here.
It's in regards to something. Hop off.
In regards to, I'm leaving. I'm hopping off. I'm out.
No. It means getting into somebody's business and you tell them, hop off. Like if I went and started getting too pushy with the guy that was drinking the scotch. What do you got?
Tell you it's a circus tent.
Yeah. What do you got in there? You drink like this every day? Are you in good health? Do you think you got a chance with this girl? He can turn to me and say, hop off.
And you wouldn't know.
And I wouldn't know. I'd keep talking. All right. Let's see. Ahoy. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Jerry.
Jerry, how are you?
I'm great.
All right. Bops. B-O-P-S. Bops. I'm digging the bops.
Holy good. Jeez, I'm old. Let's see. Digging the bops. The beat? I don't know. Like the music
well,
beat?
I will give you, and it's probably not even all the way back to your generation. This goes back maybe one generation, because this refers to the same thing, except it's not new. Jams. I'm digging the jams.
Ah, okay. All right, so digging the music.
Yes. If you say digging the jams, you're grooving on old music. If you're saying I'm digging the bops, It's the new music that you like, the bops.
Wow.
I'm going to give it to you. What do you want?
I'll take those Busch Gardens tickets, man.
Done. Great. Hold on.
So if you like the bops, you like the kind of music that gets people killed in Miami.
Correct. Bops is new songs and music you enjoy listening to. Jams are old songs you like and listen to.
So how many rappers died over the weekend in Miami?
Few of them. I saw it in the news, but I don't know who they are. Some NBA, whatever his name was.
And then there was another one that was, we thought he got killed, but then he didn't get killed. Who really got killed was, I think, ABB somebody. I think you got to have three letters before your name.
I don't get it, but they'll be heroes and big time talked about. All right, one more here from the list. I'll save this and do some at another time. Here's one more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Corey.
Corey, you ready for yours?
Sure.
If somebody said, oh, look at that. Beat your face. Beat your face. What does that mean?
I want to fight.
Nope. Nope.
You're stupid.
Nope. Evidently, beat your face. You know, that's what you could even do this. Well, I would assume that it's talking to a girl. Sweetheart, look at you. Go beat your face. That means to apply makeup. Beat your face. You can also get away with cake your face.
F your face.
Yes! I'll throw a few more at you here before we take the break. To say a force is unnecessarily excessive effort. You didn't have to try that hard.
You're forcing it.
You're forcing it.
Yep. Well, that's not new.
This is on the list. And I think we did this one. A cracky. Look at this, cracky.
You smoke crack.
Nope. Somebody who smokes cigarettes or jewels. One more. Finesse. See this right here? This pack of cigarettes? I finessed this pack.
Finished?
Stole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you finessed it.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I don't even know what the heck they're saying. And I'm supposed to understand this?
And I'm reading the news, trying to understand that NBA young boy,
yes,
evidently had dissed Takeishi 69's baby mama.
Yep.
And then some guy named Adam got involved in his podcast.
Yep.
And it resulted in ABB something getting killed and Wheezy saying F that.
Yep. Dig the bops. We'll be back. Stan Haney.
When you think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer, baseball, and Stan and Haney. We celebrate Stan and Haney. There you go. On 96 K-Rock.
I gotta read this text. You know, brilliance.
Not necessarily.
Hey, guys, I just looked up what the take the L means. And I even texted my 20-year-old brother. And he says it means to walk away, take the loss, which is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find a single thing related to take the L out of love.
All right. Now it's time to go to Haney School.
Brilliance.
Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, God, to go and just hang on that. Just hang on it. You really? What the hell?
That's really what we're gravitating.
I'm not. Somebody, though, is doing a lot of research, Haney, and can't find any reference in that term of taking the hell out of love. And he's calling you on it.
Okay. He can call me on it and allow me to retort.
Watching my hand, holding my face. One more evening gone to waste. No longer do I know my place.
The motels.
Killing time and missing my cues. Watching her belong to you. Tis good only.
Right again, Haney. Right again.
Thank you for your concern.
Yeah, I look at it. I don't see no reference. I should have gotten the prize. I don't know what people linger on.
I will take you all the way back to 1982 and beat your face.
Oh, God. I loved the motels. There, I enjoyed them.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah, she was. Something special there, briefly.
Yep. Yep. Remember, they had a big feud going on with Marv and Rindy Ross from Quarter Flash.
God, yeah. let's do some Xfinity here. They demand their time, and we want to give it to them because they've been good to us. Now. We talk about it all the time. The Xfinity XFi. Now with the Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi, and this is a fact, that you can control.
Are you a control freak?
Some people are. Some people gotta be.
Well, when you're in charge of the household, you can shut off everybody's Wi-Fi. Blink of an eye.
Yep. Doesn't matter. Your kids, make sure the kids are offline, ready for bed. You can even set a curfew and shut it off.
Even if you just want to needlessly be a jerk, you can just shut it all down.
Yep. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity Wi-Fi.
Oh, I thought you were going to say take control of your wife.
Well, if you have the control, you can shut off her Wi-Fi, too.
Well, you've lost that privilege, honey.
It's simple, easy, and awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade and get more than double the speed for just $5 more per month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY, or better yet, visit an Xfinity store today to learn more.
Requires eco bill and auto pay and 621-19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 MBPS internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Ta-da!
Yeah. We're good, man.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's
see. I don't see any reference.
What are you referring to?
Shut up. Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic this half hour. North Fort Myers got a crash. The 1300 block of Touchstone Road.
Touchstone Road?
Touchstone Road.
Oh, I thought it was by the phone company.
Touchstone Road.
Touchstone Road.
And then Fort Myers.
That's like when I worked at that radio station and we played Soft Tits.
Fort Myers, Tice Street, and Country Lakes Drive.
Country.
And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
A woman sued the lottery because she didn't realize how hard it was to win.
What?
We'll tell you about Burger King's latest deal. Yeah. I find it interesting. Stan is against it.
Totally against it. It's going to cause more problems than it's worth.
A driver jumped out of a moving car because they were scared of a bug, and the car wound up in the water.
Jeez.
70-year-old man is busted for sitting on his sunroof while his car was going 100 miles per hour. Well, you know what? You made it to 70.
Yep.
You do what you want. And finally, a man in South Dakota is arrested for stealing over $500 worth of adult toys or marital aids.
Yes.
From a house over the course of several years. If it gets creepier than that, I don't want to see it. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
Did you remember that motel song?
I do. I had the whole...
Did you remember it after I brought it up,
yes,
or did you know before?
I did not know before.
Good.
But it was nice hearing it again.
Yep.
Laughter. It's important, and we try to bring you just a little bit each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, May is Homeschooling Awareness Month.
Dave knows that.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Advantages of being homeschooled.
Top advantages of being homeschooled.
You can be your own bully and take your own lunch money. Your school's mascot is your first name. Go, Fightin' Nathans. Your parents can use the money they save on private school tuition for a bigger bribe to get you in college. The school library also happens to be the same room where your mom watches Wendy Williams. Your teachers will never, ever fail you since they don't want your sorry ass in the house any longer than absolutely necessary.
Laugh it up.
You have more time for meaningful out-of-school activities like masturbating and playing Fortnite. Well, think about it. Mom and Dad are never shocked by your report card.
They already know.
Your teacher has almost learned your name by the second day. Life isn't too bad when the midterm is finding Dad's missing sock. As long as Dad's got control of those voices in his head, parent-teacher conferences are a breeze.
Laugh it up.
You actually have a shot at getting those extra mashed potatoes from the lunch lady. Thanks to Mom's severe drinking problem, every day is movie day.
Still love movie day.
Well, I was the king of movie
day. I know. You were an AV.
Yep. Mr. Bell and Howell. And finally, the very top advantage of being homeschooled.
Yes.
You know where the teachers keep their weed and prescriptions. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Talbot has left the building.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right, Freddy. The
this is a nice email. I just don't remember the facts completely like this. But it's nice to remember, and Ty is probably 75% right on his email. Friday, we were reminiscing about the old days and coming over here and doing things. And so that prompted Ty to write this email. Guys, you're talking about all this stuff. How about the local celebrity and Mr. Entertainer himself, Chef Willie?
Wow.
Remember him?
That's a blast from the past.
Used to spearhead the celebrity golf tournament for the Harry Chapin Food Bank. We did have a golf tournament. I believe that benefited the Chefs Association. Now, where they gave their money, I don't know, but it was for the Chefs Association. It was Joe, Stan, Haney. You used to do a live broadcast for 10 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
We did it for 4 years, three in which we played in the tournament. Great memories down at, what was the golf course in Bonita? That we played at with.
Why are you asking me that and making me blank? Spanish Wells.
Spanish Wells, because I blanked. Oh, I loved Spanish Wells. Yeah, you would have celebrities. Brian Johnson from AC/DC. Brian Howe. Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey never played in the golf tournament. Glenn Frey, however, did do the charity concert at Centennial Park in 1991.
Was that with Jimmy Buffett?
Yes. And that, I believe, was to help the Harry Chapin Food Bank. I was there for every one of them. I jumped in for an alligator at Spanish Wells on the 18th hole 1 year. And I also got that Otis Campbell Award from Chef Willie in the clubhouse. Many thousands of dollars were raised. Yes. I just remember that it was us against Channel 2. Jay Severson and John Hammes, who was the sports guy then. And Brian Johnson from AC/DC played with us. Brian Howe played.
Now, Jay Bird, was he the best golfer of the bunch?
John Hammes was a pretty darn good golfer himself.
Whatever happened to him?
He went on and moved on to do other things. I don't know if he's in the business anymore, but he was for a long time.
Because I thought he was going to be like a superstar once he got out of here.
Yeah, he moved on and had a brief sports career.
He was good.
Anthony writing, heard you guys playing Hank on Friday. I was hoping I would hear I Think of Something. I'll Think of Something. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm.
Or maybe he's just saying I'll Think of Something because he wants to suggest. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, the pussification of young people just keeps getting worse. Oh, I talked about this. There's a school district in Ohio that's doing away with having a class valedictorian because of unhealthy competition. What the hell is wrong with these people? That's what success is based on. I mean, if you don't teach that competition can make you successful, what do you get? Mediocrity and failure. Good Lord. That's just humane. That's just good human nature to be the best. The same is true for failure. Young people need to learn that in life, failure is part of it. I was always taught that if you fail, learn from it and figure it out and determine why you failed and correct it and try again. Look back in history. There have been many who have failed but tried again and became successful. I can think of Jeb Bush the first time he ran for governor. Failed. And then he tried again.
An argument to be made.
Yeah.
Remember when he was in this building?
I do.
Not a big fan of ours.
No. Nope. He was warned about us. And came in with his guard up. Taking away competition is just stupid. It's all part of life. They must learn to be successful as well as learning to fail. Look at Dave the Waterman. He fails all the time, but at least he keeps trying.
Look at that. A compliment for Dave.
Yep. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
When we come back.
Oh, I wanted to tell you something.
Yes.
Speaking of you seeing the Yankees play over the weekend, I guess it's enough to put a little dent and maybe hurt them a little bit, but a lot of Yankees fans very upset with the treatment of Kate Smith.
Oh, yes.
And her niece has come out now and is completely outraged about this whole thing.
The charitable work Kate Smith did for minorities and inclusiveness.
It's just ridiculous what they've done to her.
I also found out, I haven't got complete substantiation on it, but there have been some articles written and some posts made of the person who first brought it up. And he's a well-known Yankee who felt it needed to be brought to people's attention.
Who is it?
I don't want to say it because I haven't got substantiated proof. It's the rumor mill. But I'll tell you outside.
Well, it's patently ridiculous.
But he...
Wait until they go after John Wayne.
Yep. Oh, that's next. Wayback Machine is next, too.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Free. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up in about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. I want to tell you very quickly, I love it when they come back to town. We remember the first time they came to Southwest Florida, and we're talking about the WWE. SummerSlam Heat Wave Tour is coming up. We'll have tickets all this week for you. It's going to be on Monday, July 22nd, 7:30 p.m., Hertz Arena, featuring Kofi Kingston and Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship. Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Becky Lynch, The New Day, The Hardy Boys, and many more coming to Hertz Arena. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com and the Hertz Arena box office. WWE coming back.
You know what? They need to create a new superstar called Tigress.
Tigress. Yeah, but he goes by Tigress.
Oh, is that it?
Let's get you updated, and then we'll tell you where we're going.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic this half hour. Let's see. Oh, we're... I just got one on the board. It's Fort Myers. Crash, Tice Street, and Country Lakes Drive.
Is that in the country?
No.
Are there any lakes?
Maybe a man-made one.
Like
swampy.
Like a borrow pit?
Yeah, and very swampy, too. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to look at five songs that were just outside of the top 10 this week. 15 through 11. Let's find out where we're going, what year.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1980.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it.
Sure did.
Not so long ago.
That's a good one.
Now let's live it.
He was still making hits, Boz Scaggs.
One of my favorites, too.
This is a great one. Breakdown Dead Ahead. Number 15.
I call you.
the Stan and Haney difference. No, no, no.
I told you.
Everything is done perfectly. Precision.
Number 15 this week in 1980, Boz Scaggs. Breakdown Dead Ahead, coming in at number 14. Oh, the sweet sound of little Charlie Dore.
Yeah, she wrote it for us.
She did. She did. This is for radio people.
Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best.
We'll do our best
I've
for you.
I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. I've got
a choice, I don't mind. I'd be happy just to hear your voice saying this is for the girl who didn't sign her name. Yes, she needs a dedication just the same. Late at night, I'm still listening. Don't waste my time chasing sleep. People say I look weary, but that's just the company I keep.
Ooh, you make the nighttime race. Ooh, I don't need to see your face.
You sound
it. You don't want to.
Good.
Some of them did.
Well, wasn't your face in there?
Nah, she was gorgeous too. Tennis pro.
I love the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show.
Made me feel like a superstar.
And you seem like a friend to me.
DJ.
She was gorgeous.
Do I know about this tennis star? I remember another one who went by Sheena.
No, this was before that. This was,
she was tough.
Well, gently used. No, the tennis one was one I picked up in Canaveral.
Is she like a little Tracy Austin?
Better. Yeah, much better.
Gabby Sabatini.
And because she was so into tennis, she also learned all about massage so she could keep limber.
Yeah.
And she taught me a few things. Yeah.
Show you the old forehand.
She knew every muscle on the body.
Take care of the law. That's Charlie Dore, pilot of the airwaves, number 14 this week.
Wonder what the hell ever happened to her?
Long gone. I don't know.
I don't remember actually parting ways with her. It just happened.
Well, who knows? Oh, look at what's Haney. Look at number 13 here. A little love ballad from Andy Gibb and Olivia Neutron Bomb. It was number 13. Written by Barry Gibb.
I am so jealous. You got to grope her.
Oh, I hugged her good.
You groped her.
Yeah. I can't help it.
Baby, what a fool I am. First a boy and then a man. Am I? And you.
She's just a little
you're
angel.
You're the heart of it all. You're the things I say.
1980 was this about Victoria Principal though?
Yeah.
She couldn't sing, but Olivia could.
Yeah. I hate it that Olivia's hurting.
Yeah. Such a beautiful woman.
Inside and out.
Yep.
Every day and every night without you, I can't survive.
You know, Olivia Newton-John is one of those people. I just can't imagine there's a mean bone in her body.
No.
Make it every day for you and I. Give me a chance to go.
She was so nice to me.
Well, there's your baseline. She's nice to Stan.
Yeah. Gotta be nice to other people.
Yeah, because there are plenty of women not afraid to be mean to you.
No. They've shown it. Shown it and are proud of the fact that they were mean to me.
Yep.
Almost was a sport.
Yep. What's this? Somebody keyed your car again, Stan?
Yeah.
Oh no, they spray painted F Stan on the truck.
Yeah. Got sugar in the tank. A shiv in the wheel.
We find the crazy ones.
Oh. Yep. And we don't go looking for trouble.
No. You had that one that stalked your whole family.
Look.
Because you broke up with her and she said, okay, F Stan, I'm going to become close to everybody else around you.
Yep.
He's not getting rid of me.
Nope. So there you are. Hi, how are you? That's Andy Gibb and Olivia Newton-John, number 13 this week in 1980.
Oh,
When this song came out, I thought, there goes the music business.
Oh, this is the future.
I know. I said, this stuff is way out there. This is changing it.
Well, didn't you think it was funny that the name of the song was Cars and it sounded like the Cars?
Yeah. But it's Gary Numan, who he sang like a robot. Oh, what the hell's this? What is this music and why is it doing so well?
You found it dangerous.
I found it dangerous and not a good direction to go.
Stan says no.
On the other hand, the Cars, I fell in love with them very quickly. I thought they were out there too. I said, but wait a second.
But you embraced them.
I embraced them. I said, they're good. Look at this stuff I don't.
Bat it up.
Yep.
Bat it up. Bat it up. You don't like this.
No. Not that.
Because it's too robot-y.
Yes. And he was all robot-y when he was singing. He
came across in the video as a weirdo.
Well, he did that on purpose.
And it bothered me.
Because you're looking at him and thinking, I know you're not really a weirdo. This is an affectation.
Is this what's going to happen? And then, of course, the music industry was totally ruined when they had that second British wave, which was only a few years
off. Oh, you're talking about the rock of the 80s?
Yeah.
That did. That killed rock.
It was insane.
And the only reason we didn't know that it had killed rock is because the bands from the 70s were still active.
Yes, but they weren't charting as high as they used to.
And then everything went to hell with Nirvana.
Well, that was by like the late 80s and 90s.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. The last real rock album was Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses.
I would not disagree with you. Listen to this. This isn't music.
Because, see, when Guns N' Roses came out, I thought, hey, maybe it's not over. Because this is new and it rocks.
Yeah,
but then nothing else ever happened.
And that was, what, 1989? Somewhere around there? Earlier than that.
Yeah, it had to be like 87, 88. Because I know that's one of the records I would play in queue.
That was Gene Simmons. There hasn't been a great rock album out since the 80s.
Nope.
Listen to this. What is this? With a Moog?
A Moog?
Moog.
That was so funny. You got so bent out of shape over that.
We always said it was a Moog. There you go.
Yeah, well, Randy Bailey had to chime in and take it right to the gutter.
Yeah, as he always does. Gary Numan, number 11, or number 12 this week, with Cars.
I am a robot.
Last one we're going to take a
Stan
look at.
Stan doesn't like it.
Hate it. She was number 11 this week in 1980. The beautiful Linda Ronstadt.
What's wrong, Linda?
1980. This was the tour I saw her on.
Tell me all about it. Hello, Linda.
Don't know what I'm going through.
Aw.
Standing here, looking at you.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
I'm sorry, that wasn't a Moog. That was a Prophet 5 synthesizer.
You sure it wasn't a Kurzweil?
Not according to Mr. Know-It-All, who just texted us.
People say you've been making out okay.
She was so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I heard her described as a stone-cold fox.
Yep. A lot of years was the main squeeze of California Governor Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
They'd go jet setting together.
Did she date every member of the Eagles?
Yes. That was her backup band, the Eagles. They did other things too.
So her backup band also had hit records?
Eventually, they came forward and became what we know today as the Eagles.
Yeah, but the Eagles were charting at the same time she was.
No. They went on. That wasn't her band forever.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. She had to get a new band.
And who were they?
I don't know.
I'm guessing Waddy Wachtel was involved.
Maybe. What was number one?
What's this song about? She stub a toe?
No. She lost love that she's screaming to come back because it hurts so bad without the love.
Well, this can't be about Jerry Brown. Nobody would sing that to him.
It could be.
No.
When he was trying to run for president in the late 70s, she was with him. this up. I'll bet you that unless it's a... is this another remake, though? Did somebody else do this song?
No, I don't think so.
Because if it is, then it's about Jerry Brown. The number one song in the land this week in 1980, Call Me by Blondie. Now, see, there's a different kind of beauty. That's trampy beauty right
trashy.
There. Yeah, very trashy.
Bottle blonde.
Yep, we'll be back.
Sincerely, we do this show nude from the waist up and also the waist down. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Why do I have that sinking feeling as the skies are once again turning dark over Broadcast House in Estero as the thunderstorms come again?
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, the room starts getting dark.
Nothing but blue skies here.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's summertime coming again. And then the engineers just stand around with their hands on their hips. Nothing we can do about it.
No, they're not.
What are they doing?
They're out of the country.
Oh, yeah, one of them is.
They've left the United States.
Yeah, chief engineer is no longer in the United States. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. I do have to say that somebody has run for the hills because there hasn't been, through our traffic source, an update in traffic in about an hour and 45 minutes.
Could be nap time.
Could be nap time. Second shift didn't come in. So all clear on... Look, I know there's an accident somewhere. And I know somewhere traffic is being blocked. But I don't have the information. I'm just here in a booth as the dark clouds come. Hopefully we'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. One more scheduled. Mark, Haney, and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Dan Rather in Washington. Nelson Benton in Washington. Don Webster south of Quang Tri, South Vietnam. Bill Curtis near Indianapolis. And John Cheyenne in Wesseling, West Germany with a special report on the environment. Can the world be saved?
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, yeah. Mark Haney.
They're wandering in the 60s.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, May 13th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. There is one country in the world, Stan, that has more lakes than every other country combined.
Mm. Switzerland.
It's not that big.
Well, we're talking big?
More lakes.
United States of America.
Close. Canada, eh?
No. So why they freeze over in the wintertime and they play hockey?
I don't think people realize how big Canada is.
Canada's huge. Just look at it at the United States, and Canada sits above us like a crown.
Mm-hmm. And you think...
Coast to coast.
And you think Canada's not that big because, well, it's really not when you think about the inhabited parts of Canada. It's the Yukon that's huge.
Yeah. There's a lot of nothing up in Canada.
Mm-hmm. There is one player in NBA history, Stan, with more blocked shots in his career than points.
Well, it's not Wilt Chamberlain, although that was that way towards the end of his career. Bill Russell. No. Yeah. All right. Bill Russell.
Manute Bol.
Oh, he was tall.
7'7". This may be a little too much reality here, but I'll do it anyway. Let's say you're driving down the road at a comfortable 60 miles an hour.
That's a little light.
And since you are a human being, it happens. And you sneeze. How many, in feet, how many feet are your eyes closed for?
What am I, taking a quiz? Again, it's more math.
I know.
What,
I don't want you to harm yourself.
I think that's one of those things, although you don't know it, but you can't sneeze without closing your eyes. You've got to close your eyes.
Well, they've estimated if you're driving 60 miles an hour and you have an average sneeze, you are driving with your eyes closed for over 50 feet.
In my sleep. Speaking of that, I was... Did you hear, not that she lived a long life, Doris Day died.
Yeah, she was 97.
97 years old.
And you know what I thought upon hearing about her death?
What?
She's still alive?
Yeah, what? Look, I'm going to tell you something really...
I thought she died 20 years ago.
I'm going to give you a little quiz.
And if she had, it wouldn't have been a shock.
Doris Day started doing those Rock Hudson movies.
And boy.
Well, she knew.
Did she?
I think so. When he went public about it, when he was at death's door, who did he do it with? With Doris Day by his side. She started singing in the 40s in the big bands, okay? She became a movie star in the 50s and had a TV show in the 60s. And then she dropped from sight. You all right?
No.
Do yourself a favor. She was in her early 50s. Go on YouTube and type in Doris Day and Johnny Carson. She showed up on The Tonight Show when she was still pretty much. After her TV shows went off the air, she didn't do a lot of interviews. Or she stayed private. She loved her animals. She, in 1974, went on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. Looked unbelievable. She was always attractive.
She was
hot. And she was wearing, and that was the style then. Because we remember Carly Simon on the front of that album. She had a top on with the headlights coming through. There she is. And she was hot. And she had already retired by that point in time. Oh, do you see who's next to her on that? That's Carol Wayne, too. There was another busty one. Later. Look at how good she looked.
Yeah, she aged very well.
She aged very well.
God, can you imagine being Johnny Carson? You've seen them all.
You've seen them all.
And I'm talking about breasts.
Yeah.
You've seen them all.
Yeah. As many as you want and as many varieties as you want.
And I'd say a good 50% wouldn't say no to him.
No. He probably said no more than they said no to him. Because he was a strange dude.
He liked to smoke and play tennis.
Yep. And he was not a barfly. He did not socialize very well. He would go to parties only when he had to. And he'd be like in the back of the room or in a corner and not socialize a lot. He knew he had to do it, but at
isn't that what he's got Ed for?
Yeah, Ed would do that. But then in his early days, he would drink and get mean. He was a mean drunk, and he admitted that. But
did he just stop altogether?
He stopped drinking. People went and told him, you know, because he always made jokes about Ed drinking, but it was really him that had the problem, and he recognized it.
Does that mean he smoked weed too? Because he joked about Doc.
Well, he probably did. I think Johnny could do anything he wanted to do.
but he's seen them all.
Yep. All different kinds, too. Do you want something to drink?
I do, actually, because I drank all my tea. It's never happened
before. What can I get you? What do you need?
What do we have?
Nothing.
Okay.
Water.
That'll be fine, then.
Do you want me to go to the machine and get you a tea out of the machine? They got Gatorade in there.
No, I'll be fine. It's my own fault. I didn't top it off.
A Mountain Dew?
No, that would be horrible. Sorry about that, folks. A woman named Martha Karras from Quebec, Canada, filed a class action lawsuit against Quebec's lottery. Why?
Why?
Because Martha says they never made it clear to her just how hard it would be to win the lottery. Martha says she's been buying lottery tickets for the past 20 years and was confused as to why she didn't win.
Oh, jeez.
And she claims she had no idea how much the odds were stacked against her, or she'd never have bought a ticket.
So she sued?
So she's suing, claiming they never informed her of her actual chance of winning, saying they never put the odds anywhere on the tickets. Unfortunately for Martha, a court rejected her lawsuit on Thursday. Why?
Why? Well,
because the odds of winning are printed on every ticket.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I didn't see him.
Let's read the fine print. Look at the way that's a body on a 50-something-year-old woman right there. And he's seen them all.
And you know what I mean by that.
Yep.
He's seen them all.
Yep.
It's a lot of temptation right there.
Yes, it is. And right next to Doris Day, and that thing was Carol Wayne. She was the, when he would do his...
Well, she was a dingy blonde.
Yes, she was. She would be the model in his, like, his Tea Time movie skit that he would do. She had about, like a 21 waist and a 50 bust.
Good Lord.
She died tragically, though.
Yeah, but Johnny kept getting married. Yeah. Paying out millions.
And all of his wives, well, three of his four wives, all had some derivative of Joanna.
That's a bad mistake. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forevermark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, an off-duty cop was driving on the interstate in beautiful Lakeland, Florida last week when a white Cadillac zoomed past him. With an old man sitting on the sunroof.
I saw the footage of
the off-duty officer took a video and then called 911.
Yes.
FHP responded and pulled over 70-year-old Leonard Olson. Leonard had a great idea. He put the car on cruise control at around 100 miles per hour.
Yes, he did.
opened up the sunroof and stood up instead of driving. Once they pulled him over and asked Leonard some obvious questions, he didn't understand what all the big hubbub was about. Everything was fine, because, quote, the car drives itself. It's got a gigantic computer in it.
Jeez. Look, there he is.
This is insane. There's nobody else there. He's driving. He's got it on cruise.
Free as a bird.
Yep. There's nobody behind the wheel there, folks.
Both hands off the wheel.
Yes. Jeez.
Why he did it. He said, quote, I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute.
Really?
He was arrested on misdemeanor reckless driving charges.
And I think the story had a follow-up on it. He had warrants out for him anyway. I mean, he was wanted. It was like if they had found him anywhere else or pulled him over for just speeding or having a taillight out, they would have hauled him away to jail anyway.
That's amazing.
He's a friggin' daredevil.
Yeah, man.
A driver in Lafayette, Louisiana, was pulling out of their driveway last week when horror struck.
Oh, my God.
They saw an insect in the car. Now, if there isn't a better reason to hit the panic here.
Go all friggin' nuts.
Now, we don't even know what kind of bug it was.
Carpenter ant.
But the driver was so in distress. What is it you like to say about when you're diving?
Oh, jettison the equipment and shoot to the top.
He jumped out of the moving car rather than face the wrath of the insect. And being Lafayette, Louisiana, the car kept rolling and wound up crashing into the bayou.
Certainly no guy like in Lakeland driving through the sunroof, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know what, Lenny?
What's that?
Difference is, my car don't have a scratch on it.
Right.
A dive team was able to pull the car out of the water, but well, cars don't generally run well after being submerged in the bayou.
Nah.
No one was hurt, and even though it's idiotic, the driver is not facing any charges.
Really? Okay.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'm going to tell you right now, if it gets creepier than this next story, you can count me out. I don't want anything to do with it.
All right, well, let's hear it. I'll tell you creepy.
There's a 25-year-old gent named Brody Fuchs from Tyndall, South Dakota. And he was arrested last month for stealing more than $500 worth of adult toys / marital aids from a couple's house. Now, he didn't break in and take this all right away.
Right.
Their items just disappeared over the course of several years.
Jeez, and that should be one tip. Ladies, never buy marital aids used.
Apparently, as these marital aids disappeared.
Yeah.
They simply replaced them.
Jeez. Honey, where's the penetrator?
Last time I saw it was by the intruder.
Now, they didn't know really what was going on, but after years of this.
Yeah. I can imagine.
They finally installed security cameras last month and Well, it didn't take long to catch Brody in the act.
Well, he probably had himself quite a collection there.
He did. Over $500. He was charged with felony burglary and possession of stolen property.
That is so sick. That's so creepy.
Yeah, it's like as soon as they're used.
Yeah. Now the Jenkins are home now. Let me get in there and see what they got.
Oh, this one's still in the package. That won't do.
That ain't going to do.
Over years. What a bright future there for young Brody, huh?
Yeah.
What are you in for? Nothing. And that's the news for today, Monday, May 13th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
You know the worst thing that happened?
How old was he?
25.
25?
And it's been going on for years and years.
So he's worst got a
thing,
kink.
Worst thing that ever happened to him? Not getting caught early.
Yeah.
Because now he's looking at a felony rap.
Yup. Price keeps going up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Those things ain't cheap. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. That is so sick.
You keep saying everybody has a kink, and I keep saying, man, I'm lucky I don't have one. God forbid I discover one at this point.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to be honest with you. You probably have a kink. You just don't realize it. And yes, at some point in your life, you will, wait a second, I am kind of, that must be my kink. You know, people that
I don't want to discover it now.
Sometimes it happens too late. You go and realize that you got a kink.
When did you realize you had a kink?
Oh, 18.
So there was no ignoring it for you.
No, I embraced it. We'll be back. Stan Haney.
Has it ever harmed you?
No, I make sure that it doesn't harm. You know what? My kinks should not harm or hurt myself or other people. Now, some people got sick kinks that are destructive.
Well, I guess I'm not saying like physically hurt, but has it ever backfired on you?
Close calls, but
we'll be back.
These are the sounds that make life worthwhile. Just a friendly reminder that life is good in the afternoon with Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic, and then I got to go over a quick list. Just yes or no to the following questions. We'll find out. We'll find your kink. Let's find out.
I guess it's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, with the help of our road watchers, we got a three-car crash, MLK and Henderson eastbound. And then we have an accident crash, US 41, right by the Bell Tower. And you are up to date. All right. I went online. These are 10 kinks that most people claim that they have. Impact play. That's flogging, paddling, or other forms of consensual striking.
No.
Okay, that's kink. Role playing. Dressing up as a certain way.
No.
Having your mate or spouse dress up and play a little role like the maid's coming to the room.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'd want the real maid coming to the
room. Yeah, right. Foot fetish?
No.
You were intrigued at one time, though. You've got those videos.
I was just reporting on a trend. I know that did something for you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I gotta be careful with this. Sex in any other way other than the traditional way. In other...
No.
Okay. Lingerie.
No.
You know?
I'm just thinking about getting it off.
Lingerie show. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Group sex. I'm just at.
That would depend on the group.
Right. Because if it was all girls, that's fine. If you're a guy, you know, you're dealing with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Sensation play. That can refer to a huge range of activities based on receiving or withholding different kinds of stimuli.
No, that sounds way too complicated.
Orgasm control.
No.
No. Bondage?
No.
Psychological play?
No.
That's while physical actions such as spanking are often the most discussed kinks, but, you know, mind control stuff.
Mind control,
implementing your sexual power in exchange could also mean humiliation, submissive behavior.
I get enough humiliation in life. I don't need extra.
All right. Those are the top 10. Haney said no to everything. I will tell you that maybe one was mentioned.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again. Never, Jeffrey. I hate you.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler?
No.
At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block, then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it off, the $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car. Get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window. Hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one. Hurry up.
What does he do?
That's the thing. I don't know. Slit! Slit! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
All right, I got to show you a picture. I'm going
to... Is this... A picture.
Yeah, I'm going to set this up. Nobody else is going to see this picture except you.
Well, then that seems like an odd thing to do during the show, Stan.
I'm going
to
show you this. I have to. I have to show you this. Last night, I'm home, and my girlfriend's getting ready to watch the Game of Thrones. What a shocker last night. Can you believe that she...
Oh, my God.
She dragged the whole thing? So, at any rate...
You know what? It's actually a perfect example. Because that's how my relationships end.
They get what they want.
And then they burn
then
it all.
They firebomb it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, last night, before the throne came on...
And you could see that poor Jon Snow is going, you know, you'll always be my queen.
Yep. Ring the bell.
So you did lay there with one eye open or something.
Nope, didn't watch it at all.
But did she have it turned up that loud? Did you hear ring the bell?
No, I ask her every morning. So what was the big shocker?
What did she say?
About her losing her mind, the blondie.
They always do.
Yep. Okay, Ben, I got to show you a picture before we have to take this break. So it's before Game of Thrones, and I don't know if he was proud of himself or what, but our former producer, Junior, starts texting on Facebook and Instagram. what's the service that you have where they can turn your face around and make it look different and all that?
Oh, the one where they make
Snapchat.
You put, like, bunny ears on and stuff?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
So he was evidently on Snapchat and liked himself so
much. I thought
much.
Snapchat was the one where it disappeared.
I think it disappears too. This is the one where they put the bunny ears and all that stuff. Snapchat.
Instagram.
Not Instagram. Is it Instagram?
No, I think
no,
so.
It's not Instagram.
Well, Snapchat is the one where it's supposed to go away that. After 10 seconds.
I understand that. It's one of those.
But if it went away after the, 10 seconds, you couldn't show it to me.
It's got the filters. Well, he's saying...
Instagram's got the filters.
This has nothing to do with him. What he did is one of these things has a new filter that they invented.
Yeah.
You take a picture of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you look like the opposite sex.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see his?
No. I saw it on the Daily Mail where this guy did that to himself.
Yes.
And then put it up on
yes.
Tinder. And
yes.
all the guys went
oh,
crazy.
That's why Junior's doing it. At any rate, so my girlfriend sees his post. And says, oh, my God. She was like, oh, my God, look
OMG,
at him.
OMG, LOL.
Look at him. And then I said, what are you all bent out of shape about? And she shows me his picture, and I'm going, what the? I said, where is that from? Well, it's a new filter on what Snapchat or whatever it is. So I said, oh, really? I'm sitting here on the sofa. Take a picture of me, and let's see what it looks like.
Oh, Jesus. You didn't have a leg kicked up, did you?
No.
Oh, thank God for small favors.
She did. This is how I look as a woman.
I know how you look as a woman. You look like your grandmother. Oh, come on. That's a hefty woman, I'll tell you that. Now, you know the weird thing is when you actually dress up like a woman, you look like your grandmother. I see a little of your daughter in there.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
But that's you as a young woman.
Yeah, well, they filter it.
Oh, I see. They filtered that hard to take this input and come out with that.
There you go. And she did it.
That looks like a beautiful woman stand with a bit of a weight problem. But I will say
That's middle America.
I will say, nice breast. Oh, wait a second. They didn't alter that part.
No, they didn't. I asked the same question. Is that me? Yeah.
That is not based in reality at all.
It is so disturbing. Oh, and then when we were in Tampa.
That is the second time. Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
Where was that? At the hotel?
No, that was at the stadium.
At the stadium?
Yeah.
Wonder what
they
kind
had one of those there.
Wonder how much they had to pay for the rights to that.
I don't know.
Because any time we try to do something cool, we're always told, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But if a stadium wants to do it, they can do it. So I wonder how much it cost them. But isn't she adorable? And so are you.
We'll be back. Stan and
Haney. What would your girl name be?
I don't know. I don't know what the feminine of Stan is.
Well, I vote for Stacy with an I.
Because I'm loads of fun.
Stan, Stosh, Stacy.
Yeah, with an I.
Yep. little heart over it.
You should see his. He's proud of it. He's posting it everywhere. Mine's never going to see the light of day. He's posting his everywhere because he's turned on by himself. Sick.
You know, I saw him on Thursday?
Yeah.
Is that what a couple of hours without my guidance does?
Precisely.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.